Who's been traveling to that country? Who do you know who went back there? Who's studying the hard sciences from that country? Get me lots of stuff, bring it back, and smart people will figure out what we're going to do with that and who needs to know that. Because I believe this has to be part of everything the FBI does, I have taken the Intelligence Directorate and taken it out from under the National Security Branch. The moment I walked in the door and looked at our organization chart, I said, that doesn't make sense to me. Because if I'm trying to drive this integration, this way of thoughtfulness into everything we do, what's that doing sitting under the National Security Branch? I want it part of criminal. I want it part of cyber. I want it part of everything we do here. And so I took it and created, with Congress's permission, an intelligence branch. We last had an intelligence branch when Mo Baginski was running it. And it may be fair to say that the Bureau wasn't ready for it then. It is ready for it now. The work that Mo did and a lot of other people did has matured our approach to this entire donut hole and donut in a way that I think we're ready for that. And so I've asked Eric Velez-Villar to be the first of the modern era executive assistant director for intelligence. And I've told our workforce, there's another practical reason I want to do that. I want to stare at Eric Velez-Villar every single morning at my table and say, how's it going? How's it going? How is the transformation going? I think of sometimes the combination of operations and intelligence is a bit like an arranged marriage. In the FBI, I'm told that some arranged marriages result in crowds of grandchildren and lifelong love, and others don't. And so I want to know, how's the marriage? How is it in Omaha? How is it in San Antonio? How is it in Miami? How are we driving to make it better?